This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
I guess that's 240 years? We need to do the math on that. Here we are, my friends. Thank
you. Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
Welcome, my friends, to the live Sunday edition. It is July 3rd, 2016. And coming up live in studio, David Knight, my co-host, is going to be completing the transmission here today on the eve of July 4th. What is this, 241 years? Like, I should check that. How many years, I just thought of that, has it been since the Declaration of Independence signed on July 4th, 1776? I guess that's 240 years? We need to do the math on that. Here we are, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to have Larry Nichols on today because Larry was on the Friday show. He's one of the consummate Clinton insiders and a whistleblower for more than 20 years. Exposing their activities when they became so criminal, really predicting that she wouldn't get indicted and really predicting that they would just accelerate their attacks on free speech. So I wanted to talk with him a few segments about this because it's really unprecedented in modern history to have an administration or someone running for office to be this corrupt. And now we know the FBI was ordered to tell the press to not report on this or not to film it or tape it. When she met with him last week there at the airport in this James Bond-style villain rendezvous. And, of course, they got caught lying about that. And this is while Clinton, Hillary Clinton and Bill are both under criminal investigation for the foundation, not just the emails. And so what is their game plan? Because the media is saying that Lynch said she's going to take what the FBI said and do it. No, she said she's going to look at it, then she'll make the final decision. That's what she actually said. We're going to be playing that later. And, of course, Bloomberg is also reporting that they talked to DOJ folks that say that's the case. So this is a big deal. Decipher this for us, Larry Nichols. You used to run these type of operations for them. What's really going on? What does all this mean?
Well, Alex, what it's all about is they had to meet to get their deal worked out. And as I told you in the segment Friday, I think they made three deals. Number one, Bill Clinton assured Lynch that if Hillary was elected, she'd get to keep her job, number one. Number two, she made it clear to Lynch, he handed her a piece of paper, and in that piece of paper was the information on a couple of the prosecutors showing that they had stuff on them, that if the indictment is dropped and it goes away, but if any of those prosecutors decide to come out and talk about it and tell the truth, they're letting them know they'll be destroyed. And then the third thing is they are working out their arrangement with Lynch to stop conservative, moral Christian people from coming out and, you know, and rioting and posing, you know, protest and such like that, and to have her indict probably a half a dozen of those people, and that will shut it down.
Well, you're the man to know, and you've been so accurate in the past. My concern is she actually was saying a few months ago she might arrest people that criticize Muslims, and then she had to backtrack, and she says she wants to censor talk radio. This woman's even more monstrous than Eric Holder.
You know, Alex, it's been their goal. You know it. It's been their goal to get rid of the First Amendment, to stop the freedom of the speech. And they're going to do it this time. You know, Alex, you and I have talked about it, and I am more confident than ever. This is the last election we're going to have. This coming up November 3rd is going to be the defining moment for this country. November the 3rd, we're either going to be a communist dictatorship for real, out in the open, or we're we're going to have a government that takes the first step to get us back to the country we were meant to be.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to this eve of July 4th, 2016, July 3rd transmission. I'm Alex Jones. Coming up live in studio, David Knight, my co-host, is going to have the latest breaking news and analysis. We've got clips of Lynch actually saying she'll make the final determination. Those stories are up on InfoWars.com concerning any indictments of Hitlery. And then we also are going to play clips. We have this ABC reporter and others that have gone on national TV and said they were ordered to not videotape or record the secret meeting. And it was supposed to be a secret meeting until the media leaked it between Bill Clinton, who's being investigated along with his wife, and the Attorney General of the United States. I mean, this is just naked, super arrogant, in-your-face, crazy town stuff. And even a lot of the liberal media is having trouble covering this up. But Larry Nichols is here to break this down with us today and tell us what he thinks is coming up next. He was talking about this perhaps being the last election in U.S. history. And I've known Larry Nichols, again, as a big Clinton insider, helped him run for office, was one of their handlers until they got so corrupt he went out against them. If you don't know who he is, he's the source of a lot of the big stories against him that have turned out to be very accurate. I've known him 20 years. He's never said that this is probably going to be the last election. But we just see massive escalations in preparation for civil unrest, martial law. This show has a lot of credibility now, not so much because of myself or even my great crew, but because the topics we covered a long time ago have been proven to be accurate. Well, we were going off government documents and real issues. I mean, we were telling the truth. But the reason we have the credibility is the globalist program has been confirmed, and they are going into high gear. So it's kind of a paradox. People are really waking up. We said the British exit from the euro, despite all that propaganda. A lot of folks are waking up to the New World Order and crony capitalism and how they use socialism to control people. But a lot of political correctness is in trouble. But at the same time, man, the tyrants are in central control. So, Larry Nichols, lay this out for us, where you think this is all going.
Well, Alex, relative to it being the last election, let's figure this out for ourselves, and I want your audience to be able to justify this as they tell others. Number one, with the massive, massive influx of Muslims, with the illegal Mexicans that are here, when you add those two to the new rule that they're putting in, which is if you've got a driver's license, you can vote, then when you add to that the felons out of prison that now can vote, there is no way the average middle class American, oh, there might be elections after November the 3rd, but they're not, that Russia and Cuba have elections, it's not going to be the same. We, Alex, the middle class American, is not going to be relevant anymore. Not in the election process. It's over. Let me ask you this, Alex. Why would you vote in the next election for a Republican in the primary? You now know what you and I have been telling people for years and years and years, but now they can see it for themselves. You go vote in a Republican primary. Why? Because your vote don't count. The delegate is who's going to pick it. not your vote.
And they're already introducing us to the, quote, new rules they have in place. And the mainstream media goes, of course we shouldn't count votes. Of course votes don't count. The parties, as George Will wrote in the Washington Post, are the sovereigns. They're even calling themselves sovereigns, the new royalty. Maybe delegates, superdelegates, will hand down royal baronies to their children.
Absolutely. Now, there's one other thing achieved by that meeting with Janet Lynch, or whatever.
Loretta.
Loretta Lynch, I'm sorry. Another thing comes out of that. You see, Alex, everything's moving forward, the central government plan. It's all moving that way. And by them coming out now and doing what they're doing to put pressure on anybody protesting against Hillary, you know, if she's not indicted, any protest by using indictments and prosecution to shut the people's voice down, guess what they're doing? They're killing Donald Trump. They're doing this now, Alex, to put pressure on the RNC to take the nomination away from Donald Trump. Remember, he doesn't have that nomination yet. And relative to the rules, as you were talking, what is the rule for, you know, remember the 1237? That's bogus. We now
That's
know.
Right. And by the way, I said they were doing this all along. They admit they were playing possum. They're still saying they're going to try to steal it now during the convention.
Absolutely. Remember, folks, if you doubt us, just remember this and forget everything else. That whole myth about the 1237, remember, there are no rules for the convention until 6 days before the convention when the Executive Rules Committee meets, and that's when they'll decide what Trump has to do to get to be the nominee. And I'm telling you, Alex, you know it. You know it as well as I do, and you know the person I have on the inside that tells me the things that the RNC leadership's up to. They are planning every way they can to stop Trump from getting that nomination. Friday, I started telling you about 40-40-20. 40%, that's in politics, that's the law. 40-40-20. 40% love Hillary, there's nothing she can do to make them not love her. 40% hate her, there's nothing she can do to make them like her. It's that 20% that the media calls undecided. I call them don't care. Now, Alex, think about it. They don't care. They're watching football, basketball, going out to bars, playing pool. The only time they care about politics is November the 3rd. You know what they'll do? They'll look at the polls, see who's leading, and they'll go vote for that person. That way they can brag that they voted for the winner. Everything Trump's going to do in this race, starting the day he gets the nomination, if he does, he's going to have to buy. You know, during the primary, Alex, Trump got all this free media. Well, he's going to get free media in the general election, sure enough, but it's all going to be bad. And if he wants to get to that 20% that will actually decide the outcome of this race, he's going to have to buy access to get to those folks. And that's going to be $1 billion.
That's right. He just needs to, he's going to be politically and culturally and just emblematically destroyed. He's all in. He better start spending his own money big time. Larry Nichols, in closing, this is the reason I got you back on today, really, is you were getting into the polling. A lot of their internal polling, I know the Trump campaign, he's actually ahead 3, 4, 5 points, some 7 or 8 or higher. But that's in battleground states. He's dead heat in a lot of states where she supposedly is on top. But they come out and say, she, you know, the Clinton News Network said she was 6 points ahead on Friday in a poll. And we know how they manipulate those. You got cut off when you said what that signified.
Well, right now when you see a poll, Alex, and they're showing Hillary 12 points ahead, don't believe it. It can't be that way. It's any poll that you see at this moment in time in the political race between Clinton and Trump, it'll be 40 plus or minus 1 or 2 points. For Hillary, 40 plus or minus 1 or 2 points for Trump. But the reason, Alex, they're fluffing up Hillary's numbers in these bogus polls, again, is to try to get the RNC to say, hey, he hasn't got a chance. He can't possibly beat her. And kick him out in that 6-day meeting. That's what they're up to. This is all about eliminating Trump. Look, I don't know whether Trump would be a great president, a good president, a bad president. I don't know. But he certainly is outside of the system, and they don't want him.
Absolutely. He hadn't played ball, and he's shown he's an anti-globalist. But I've been told by a lot of longtime patriots that are high level that, no, he's actually a closet info warrior, not just Jerome Corsi, but so many others. And that's why they are scared to death. This signifies that nationalism is rising, and it's beautiful. Folks can find Larry at NicholsLive@AOL.com and can also support him there on the PayPal as he battles cancer. I didn't ask for that, but it's important to do. NicholsLive@AOL.com. Thank you so much, Larry Nichols. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Sounds great. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we are going to hand the baton. I have a few more comments to make, though, with the man, David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. It's July 3rd.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, talk about synchronicity, serendipity, coincidence, whatever. I was going to break. I was intending to come back and talk about this very subject, and Larry Nichols was still in my ear. They hadn't disconnected him, our guest. And he said, hey, Alex, I want to come on next week or soon separately to talk about what a major insurance company told me. Separately, I actually do business with this insurance company. And he said, and what other insiders are telling me about crashing the economy and how people need to get prepared. Talk about the zeitgeist. I was just about to come back and say that we've got a special that runs through 4th of July, and I guess until Tuesday, one of the biggest food specials ever, 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select, which is just My Patriot Supply food, private label by us, who are able to sell it for even lower, and their prices are great. We sell both theirs and our private label at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a whole bunch of other big specials on other survival goods that are the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have any questions, want to order over the phone, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But regardless, they want to make us independent on them. We fund ourselves here selling Hillary for President shirts and books and films and things you need. X2 Survival Shield, 20% off. Water filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we couldn't do what we're doing without you, so thank you. But Larry, I was about to come back and talk about this, and you were wanting to bring it up completely separately. Government is all over the news, stockpiling records of food, weapons, gearing up for collapse. That FEMA's doing it. I mean, it really is going on. I hope none of this happens. I hope. I'm not predicting it's going to happen. They are. FEMA says they believe a 395% food increase in the next decade and worldwide meltdown because they're doing it by design. So in the next 3 minutes or so, Larry, talk about what, I don't even want to say the name of the insurance company, but the intel you're getting.
Well, Alex, you know, I've tried to be as informative as I can, but some of the information I get, obviously, I'm in a very tough situation as to what I can or can't say. But I am begging your audience, folks, if you've ever believed a thing I have ever said, ever, hear me here. And I get nothing. Not tell them, Alex, I don't get anything from, I get no money from Alex for this. This is nothing. It's for you. Folks, you have got. It's coming. It's coming soon, sooner than you even think. It's coming. And when you have got to stock up and be able to survive for anywhere from 2 to 6 months. Now, I warn everybody, think about the times when you've gotten a report that a snowstorm's coming and you run to the grocery store and the shelves are already bare. Folks, when this economy, remember there are 5 major banks, one of them is technically defunct right now. And when that gets known, everything is going to collapse right on top of you. So
it's going to be Lehman Brothers, Lehman Brothers Part 2 is what you've been told?
You bet. Worse than Lehman Brothers, because there's not any way to catch it. There's no way to save it this time. There's no too big to fail. What we're talking about with the financial companies, the 5 major banks, we're talking about such a significant debt and significant loss that they cannot withstand it and they can't hide it anymore. So I would suggest everybody, if Alex has got it, use it. Get food that you can put up and have ready. get water purification, you're going to have it. And then, folks, get iodine, get medicines that you've got to have to be able to exist because you're going to be on your own. Alex, we're fixing to be, if we're not careful, and I don't even see how it can stop now, we're going to be in a mode where we basically are just damn near primal.
Well, folks, well, that's what the establishment says. I mean, here's an example. Usually doctors, when my kids are at them, you know, try, oh, here's antibiotics, you know, even if it's not needed. And now I just keep them. I used to, like, not get the prescription or throw it away if they didn't need it. And now I've been doing that myself. I mean, I've gotten storable food here at the office. I have gotten more solar panels at my house. I mean, because I can instinctively see it. And I hope somehow we dodge a bullet. But we've gone from this being a possibility to a probability to a near certainty, and I just wish that folks knew how. And of course, obviously, we're funding our operation, selling things we think people need. But I just want to beat the globalists. When we take right now all the profits from the Hillary for President shirts, and I'm putting them into airplanes to fly over the RNC and DNC with giant banners saying Hillary for President. I mean, I'm all in. And you know, there are a lot of crazy people out there that say, "Well, talk radio is going to do better." You know, if Hillary gets in, everybody will be listening. Listen, I'd rather go out of business than have Donald Trump in there and have a chance than be on air. I'm not here, crisis manager, you know, trying to, I want stuff to be better. And the public's mindset, some of them that think all twisted, it just shows how screwed up things are.
And Alex, one thing that I hope you're prepared for. They're going to shut the internet down. This day's coming. You know, it's kind of like with terrorism, the next big terrorist attack, even Obama's too.
They've got an internet kill switch. They admit it all. And look, nobody thought they'd do Obamacare. Nobody thought right. They'd stop calling Islamic terror. They won't. Right. They give orders now. Larry Nichols, God bless you. Nichols Live at AOL.com is your email. God bless you. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. See you.
Thank you. I'm going to punch out right now. And because David and I came in on this Sunday. This is Larry and I taping this on Friday, but it's a live show coming up with David Knight. And I was just going to take the whole show, and David Knight said, no, I want to come in on Sunday. He cares so much and is so upset about what's happening and realizes nobody else is live on the weekend. And so it's always great to co-host with him here on Sunday. Sometimes it's taped, sometimes it's live. It's live most of the time, but we tape some shows too. But quite frankly, I've gotten to the point where I feel guilty that I haven't gotten more prepared myself. I mean, I'm on my knees every night just praying for Providence and people to wake up, because if you study history and you look at what the elites are saying and you look at the things that are going on in this world, it goes from crazy to insane to just, like he said, just basically barbarism. 7 million people starved to death in the Great Depression, and we were 90% rural, most of them self-sufficient. Those numbers are exactly flipped today. And you look at the zombie-like population, God, I'm one of them. Compared to my grandfather's, especially my dad's dad, he could do anything. And I'm just really concerned, and I'm just here trying to be a Paul Revere, getting you to get ready, warning people politically to try to change things and hopefully avert this, but at the same time, shifting the defense, getting ready for ourselves. And I've always been 10% get defense, 90% offense. I'm kind of 70% offense, 30% defense now. And as things get worse and worse, I go more and more defense, because there comes a point where I just got to take care of my family. And I've got to have these open, real discussions with you out there. David and I can speak about it. You know, he's all in. He moved down here from South Carolina with his family and sold everything he had to fight the New World Order. He's all in. So we'll be back on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones. Have a great 4th of July. We're 240 years old this year. I just hope we have another few years coming up and hopefully turn the tide against this globalist takeover. David Knight coming up after the break. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 3rd, 2016. As we look at the state of our country, it is absolutely amazing to see the corruption that has been exhibited this last week and the calculated manipulation. I wanted to come in today and talk, even though I know this is a slow news time. This is why this all happened this week, by the way, folks. You understand. They like to break the damaging news on weekends. They'll break it on Fridays. They'll break it on Saturdays because they know people aren't going to be watching the news like they will at the beginning of the week. We understand that, too. Everybody that's in news, and certainly the politicians, understand this. This has been building up this entire week. And, you know, it's like the big lie. You know, if you're going to tell a lie, go big. Go big. Because it's going to be easier for you to sell the big lie than it is the small lie. That's what the politicians understand. That's what the Clintons have understood. And, you know, when you go for the corruption, you got to go big. You got to go so big people won't even believe it. Okay? That's what they do.
And so we've seen this whole thing unfolding this entire week. It began on Monday when we had the private meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton at the airport tarmac that we're told was just a coincidental tete-a-tete, okay? Then on Wednesday, we find out the Department of Justice, which is controlled by Loretta Lynch, 2 days later, we find out that they're going to recommend that the State Department be given 27 months to produce these documents. The irony is that they need more time because there's so many documents that are involved in this security issue, okay? So then we find out that there's going to be a deposition on Saturday. Who knew? Oh, well, Loretta Lynch knew, the FBI knew, I'm sure the Clintons knew. And that's the issue there, folks. We're told that this is bad optics. We see the headlines here. Daily Mail says, well, you know, quote unquote, hindsight is 20/20. Hillary says, you know, Bill is just kind of this bumbling idiot. You know, he's a guy. You know, you just, men are just such idiots, especially Bill. You know, he's just an idiot. You need me. You need a woman here. But it's just this bumbling Bill. Hindsight is 20/20. It was regrettable, but it was a short chance meeting. Okay, this is all that we're hearing. We're hearing they just talked about their close, long-term friendship. I don't understand why nobody is calling her on that. Why hasn't she recused herself simply because they are close, long-term friends? If you're a prosecutor, if you're a judge, and you have a long-term personal and career relationship with somebody, he gave her her first big job in the federal government. Bill Clinton did. They are long-time personal friends. Why isn't that, in and of itself, a reason to recuse yourself from this situation? Everybody knows she's in his on his team. Why is this not an issue for anybody? I don't even hear anybody talking about that. They started talking about, well, she needs to recuse herself when they got so blatantly in your face about it. I mean, people have given them a pass about the fact that they have known each other for decades, and he's been her mentor, she's been his minion, and she won't recuse herself. That's not a problem. They say, well, okay, well, if that's not a problem, I guess we can just meet privately on a plane for a half hour and discuss tactics. Why was that important this week? And you understand, too, of course, we know, and we had the article, we had Larry Nichols, we were telling you every way we could, this is a sign. Everything's happening this week. If you didn't already know, this lady was a minion of the Clintons, that this was a political conflict of interest. It was a patronage conflict of interest. It was an employment conflict of interest long before this meeting ever occurred. This meeting occurred because of all these things. And if you didn't understand the fix was in, then just consider the fact that all these three things happened. The meeting on Monday, the announcement that they're not going to release any of these documents until the middle of her first term, if she gets elected, probably will at the rate things are going because, you know, these same corrupt people are going to be controlling the ballot boxes. And then we have the meeting on the Saturday. It's not just any Saturday. It couldn't have been a deader news time unless they had done it on the Saturday before Christmas, the last shopping day before Christmas. And even then, it might not have escaped the radar. I don't know if anybody is out there listening to us today. I came in here because I wanted to cover this live, what was going to be said yesterday, and how it was going to be spun by the media. It's very important that you not let them use this same MO all the time. These people are career criminals. They planned this stuff. They timed this stuff. They timed it for 4th of July weekend. Not just any weekend, the 4th of July weekend, to let all this stuff go there so they could spin it and it would be old news. They'd move on to something else before you ever paid attention. Are you paying attention? Let's look at what they had to say here. Look at how they spun this. And nobody spins it better for the Clintons now, this election cycle, than the Washington Post. They've always been lefties. They've always been biased, and it's always been obvious, but I have never seen anyone spin it more heavily than the Washington Post has been spinning it this year. I mean, just the worst I've seen. Of all the liberal papers of the mainstream media, Washington Post is absolutely the worst. Now, say the FBI agents interviewed Hillary Clinton for 3.5 hours Saturday morning. And, of course, you had the great, I got a note here about if you haven't seen the Drudge Report, you see the picture of the headlines. They've got the New York Post where they've got Hillary on a barbecue grill wearing her Chairman Mao suit that she always wears. Okay, I guess she's going to be our Grand Mao. when she becomes president. But they have her on the barbecue. But, of course, she's not feeling the heat because she's got people like the Washington Post to douse the flames for her. Here's what they have to say. And they're quoting her, and they just put this out there, and then they put their own spin on top of it. But here's Hillary's campaign spokesman, how he spun it. He said she gave a voluntary interview, and she is pleased to have had the opportunity to assist the Department of Justice in bringing this review to a conclusion. So think about this. Keywords here, voluntary, assist, I'm helping them, okay? I'm volunteering to help them, and we're finished. Okay, it's done. That's the way she's spinning this. Now, understand that they've been spinning this for a very long time. Remember back, it was back in May, we had FBI Director James Comey. She kept telling everybody, this is not an investigation. It's merely a security review. It's merely a security inquiry. And so they talked to Director Comey, FBI Director James Comey, Fox News talked to him about that back in May. They said, what about this security inquiry? What does that mean? And he goes, well, we're the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're conducting an investigation. That's what we do. We don't do security inquiries. I don't know what that's about. They use the language. They spin the language. They prevaricate around the bush using this language. So when she says it's a voluntary interview, and I was watching one of her surrogates on CNN spent this for her. And he said, look, if she was guilty, she wouldn't have even have talked to them. And it's like, oh, really? you know, if you tell the FBI in a big investigation, you're not going to talk. I've got nothing to say to you. You go in and you just keep taking the Fifth Amendment. That's going to make you look very guilty. So if you're guilty and if you're smart, yeah, you will do this, even though there's a danger in it. And Hillary Clinton pointed out what was so dangerous about this. And I think it's important to take a look at this because I think it explains the cozy meeting that happened on Monday. When she was talking about the meeting, she said, you know, you have to be very careful with this. These meetings are very, very dangerous. She said, and of course it happened with General Petraeus. They weighed actually charging him for lying to the FBI because of his prevarications, trying to be evasive. They ultimately didn't do it. They gave him a hand slap, and of course they're not even going to do that to Hillary Clinton. But she said, many times the FBI will do investigations, and they might question someone on the actual issue before them and not bring any charges on that issue, but they may charge them for lying to the FBI, which in itself is a very, very serious crime. So this is very dangerous for me to go in and talk to them because, you know, she has a real problem telling the truth, doesn't she? But she was coached, folks. You have to understand, Hillary Clinton, who has not had a press conference in, let's see, what has it been now, maybe 215 days or so since she's had a press conference. I know it was a couple of weeks ago we talked about how she'd hit her 200th anniversary of not having a press conference where she actually had to field questions. She has prepared statements that she gives. This was a prepared statement. She had all week to prepare the statement because the attorney general, who had seen everything, met with her husband, who is also under investigation and has a relationship with her that should have caused her to recuse it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this July 3rd, 2016. I hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July weekend. But I hope it hasn't lulled you to sleep like the former Navy SEAL was lulled to sleep by the Tesla self-driving car. See, that's the real danger. And I hope we have time to talk about that issue today. I wanted to talk about it Friday, but with everything that was happening with the Hillary investigation, with the emails, I didn't have a chance to talk about that. I think it's a perfect metaphor. Here's a guy who is a former Navy SEAL, one of the most alert people you're going to find on the planet, who's been involved in all kinds of dangerous activities. What killed him? He was killed by the siren song of technology, lulling him into passivity, lulling him to sleep, and crashing him not against the rocks, but against a semi-trailer. Okay, this is what's happening to us as a society. The tragic death of this Navy SEAL is a metaphor for our society. Are we going to be lulled to our death by this siren song, the promises of security in exchange for our liberty, of prosperity in exchange for our liberty? We need to understand on this weekend as we celebrate our independence that's now coming up to 240 years. That's when we declared it, and it was a long fight to get it. The British declared their independence the last week, It's going to be a long fight for them to get their independence. And we can begin on first week of November when we have our election to try to get it again, try to get it back. But you know what? It's eternal vigilance is the real price that we pay for this. And the minute you are lulled to sleep by these lies, by these promises, that is when liberty dies. That's when you will die, folks. So we have to stay awake. And that's why I'm so concerned how the population is being played by this criminal gang, the Clintons. This last week, the sequence of events, the fact they planned all this for the 4th of July weekend, and it's the Department of Justice. Look, the FBI is part of the Department of Justice. If you think, really, that everything is okay because, as the Hill says, the FBI director is now taking center stage in the Clinton email case, what a load of baloney, okay? They say he's now firmly in the driver's seat. Yeah, you know, like the Navy SEAL was firmly in the driver's seat. Okay? Not controlling it, though. They say Comey has repeatedly clashed with the White House since he took office nearly 3 years ago. This is the Hill. On issues ranging from the use of encryption technologies to the ability to vet Syrian refugees coming to the U.S. to the existence of the so-called Ferguson effect on policing efforts. Okay? And then there's the famous 2004 episode, which underscores what people hope is his credibility. We'll see. We'll see. His credibility is going to be defined not by what he did in 2004, but what James Comey does in 2016. As Donald Trump tweeted out, it's impossible for the FBI to not recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. What she did was wrong. We all know that it was wrong. Anybody who is paying attention to this knows that it is wrong, unless they are firmly entrenched in a cult-like trance about the Clintons. Only the most die-hard Clintonites can't see what's wrong here. I even heard people totally in the tank for Hillary at the end of the week saying, you know, this thing at the airport with Bill Clinton, that's really bad. I'm really uncomfortable with that. That had a lot of visuals. It's hard to visualize what's going on with the emails and that sort of thing. But, boy, we need to have that visual right there to describe that. People can picture that in their minds, what's going on with that. But, you know, back in 2004, he rushed to the Washington Hospital to block George W. Bush's White House from renewing a warrantless wiretapping program while then-Attorney General John Ashcroft lay ill in the hospital. Now, great, okay? He's had fights about encryption technology and so forth and so on. But to understand, this is also the guy who wants a backdoor key into all the devices that we have. He wants a key to everything. Now, that's not only a bad idea for investigators. It's not only a bad idea for us. It's not only a violation of the Constitution. But it also doesn't give me warm fuzzies when I think about FBI Director James Comey. Also, he was right when it came to the watch lists. Understand, watch lists could be an effective tool to investigate terrorism. Could be. But they want to use it as a penalty. It's already being used as a penalty with a no-fly zone. They want to use it as another penalty for gun control. You cannot do pre-crime penalties and still have a country and a rule of law. You cannot take away people's right to a speedy trial, to be publicly accused, to confront the witnesses against them, to even know what the charges are against them. That's what happens with a watch list. Now, if you want to put somebody on a list and say we're investigating this person or whatever, but you cannot apply penalties to somebody that has not gone through that process of being charged, indicted, and then found guilty, then you apply the penalties. They want to skip all of that stuff. They've already done it with a no-fly list. They've applied penalties for people not allowing them to travel. Now they want to apply for gun control. Now, James Comey said, just from a pragmatic standpoint, he didn't have a problem with it necessarily from the fact that this was a pre-crime punishment. What he said was, wait, we're investigating these people. They're going to know that they're being investigated if we block them from buying guns. To which Loretta Lynch said, I don't care about investigating terrorists. I want gun control. That's essentially what she said. She said, nah, I don't care. We're going to shut that down. So this is the guy who works for Loretta Lynch. She is above him. So I don't really buy the fact that when she refuses to take herself out of the case, that she's not going to be shutting this down. And we'll talk about how that's going to happen, the different mechanisms, and why Hillary won't be indicted. I'll give you some point-by-point examples of how this is going to break down. But before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have a 4th of July mega special, several of them, it's four of them, as a matter of fact, big specials. We really appreciate your support. We can't do this without you. And on this weekend, when we celebrate liberty, we wanted to give you some key specials. 20% off of Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And 20% off both Alexa Pure Water Filters and Alexa Pure Air Filters. All the water filters, all the air filters from Alexa Pure, 20% off. 20% off Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. And 20 to 40% off Select Storable Food. We want to help you prepare for your independence to make sure that you have what you need in case things get bad, and it also funds our operation. And we really appreciate your support, especially as we look to the coming Republican and Democrat conventions, which is going to be a very expensive thing for us as an independent news organization to fund, but we're going to be there. We're going to have a large crew at both events, and it's going to be a very significant year here covering what's happening. Why is she not going to be indicted? Well, let's talk about this, okay? There's peer pressure, career pressure, if you will, okay? These people, clearly Loretta Lynch doesn't want this. We understand that. She's a close friend of the Clintons. Her career minions are going to know this as well. They're also going to know that they may be very well working for Hillary in a year. So they're not going to have a lot of incentive to do anything about that. We also see that she is still leaving herself in control. She refuses to recuse herself from it, okay? Now, as I just pointed out, she didn't have any trouble shutting down FBI Director Comey when it came to the watch list stuff. And she said it's very important for her to remain in the loop as a supervisor, again, to be able to put pressure on, and here's the key thing, to remain as a mole inside this investigation for the Clintons, to let them know what's happening, to give them intel on what the FBI knows, what the FBI is about to do in their criminal investigation. All of that information will continue to go to Loretta Lynch. That's why it was critical for her to meet with Bill so that Hillary could be briefed and be prepared so she didn't commit perjury when she had her questioning, her voluntary questioning, of course, as she likes to spin it, and as the Washington Post likes to spin it. They say here, they say this was the meeting on Monday. This is the way the Washington Post calls it, an impromptu meeting. It just happened, you know, just happened. It was impromptu. And then they say Lynch did not formally recuse herself, saying that she that would mean that I wouldn't even be briefed on what the findings were. So she seemed to promise, and this is the Washington Post, understand, she seemed to promise she would not veto whatever decision came from federal prosecutors. She seemed to do it. Okay. She won't publicly do it. She will covertly move against it, as I said, with pressure, and she will be a source of information. But again, if she is that closely connected to the Clintons that she just can't say no and they got to meet for a half hour, why wouldn't that be a basis for her to recuse herself before she gets caught in this dirty deed? We had the New York Times, when George Bush was around, saying Attorney General Alberto Galanzas is impeachable, you know. And they give the basis for it. They say, well, it's not just for high crimes and misdemeanors, but it's for conduct, quote, grossly incompatible with the office held, subversive of that office, and of our constitutional system of government. Loretta Lynch should be impeached. We all know they're criminals. When are we going to do something about it? When are the people in Washington going to do something about it? Where can we find an honest man in D.C.? Maybe we can. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There's more news about a massive shooting in Baghdad. 126 killed, including 25 children. We'll have details on that the other side of the hour. Stay with us.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.